There had been moments over the years when I dabbled with the idea of healing. I bought a few books, did energy work, and saw a therapist. Then I'd convince myself that I was fine and didn't need help. But after a devastating breakup in my mid-30s, which you'll hear all about later, I admitted I wasn't fine. That was when I first acknowledged my story. I admitted that it was keeping me from joy and real love. I vacillated there in the space between acknowledging and healing for a few more years until my beloved dog, Finn, died. For years, I'd shamefully hidden all my dark memories and stuffed every corresponding emotion. I'd refused to grieve my childhood trauma because part of me, that maven hell-bent on survival, insisted on perfectionism, pushing, and excelling. But when Finn, who loved every imperfect piece of me, died, I couldn't contain the tsunami of grief. My abject sorrow for Finn opened the floodgates, and swells of unresolved emotions rolled through me relentlessly. Consciously experiencing them for the first time, I wept uncontrollably. There was grief for my lost childhood, rage and resentment for my mother, disappointment and sadness for my father, a deep longing for true happiness. And then there was my desperate desire to finally belong, not only to this world, but to something meaningful and extraordinary, perhaps something divine. As the waves of my old trapped emotions dissipated, I tasted the sweet, airy lightness of emotional freedom. I glimpsed what my life could be without fear and shame. Joy was within reach, but I had work to do. There was so much more of my past that needed to be uncovered, processed, and resolved. My life had been defined by stories of shame, but I wondered, who could I be without those stories? Who would I be without my past defining my present? I was finally ready to rise above my story.